Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Birds on a Blue Note. Today, we are doing a special hockey only episode focusing on our Blues as they come to a close on the season. Last night's game, we actually went up final rivalry game of the season against our Blackhawks. And whew, was that an entertaining one? Real quick start after a couple minutes for the Blues. Four goals on four shots. We haven't done that ever before in franchise history. Second time in NHL history as well. Got a few clips up here. Now, you will notice that they seem to be focusing on high to the blocker side and to great success. Getting those first three goals off of three shots, two from Kyrou there, and then that one from Krug. Now they did switch out the goalie, and we were still able to get a quick fourth one in there as well. So, real exciting start to that game, and pretty much didn't let up. Blackhawks got pretty chippy after that, as you can imagine, adding insult to injury on their season as well. Tucker had a couple of solid hits, including laying out Bedard, which ended up starting a fight at the second period. And yeah, I mean, overall, good solid win. Now, as you'll see from the standings, we only have three games left. Vegas has four, so a game in hand as we trail them and chase. Now, we pretty much need to win out if we have any shot of making it to the playoffs. Now, on Vegas side, they can win a couple of points, but still, with us still holding the tiebreaker, we would win if we end up tied. But yeah, we need to take those wins. So hopefully, those losses to the Sharks don't come back to bite us in the butt. But that remains to be seen. Not getting my hopes up too much as this team has constantly let us down throughout this year. But if we're able to make it into the playoffs, you never know, especially with how hot Binner can be. We can steal some games, we can steal some series, we can make some actual moves. I'm not saying that we're like favorites or anything, let's be real, but it is what it is. Now, with that in mind, obviously, focusing on Bannister and the coaching situation. As much as he's been able to get from the guys this year, I don't think he's the person that we should be extending next year. Now, don't get me wrong, I don't have access to a list of guys that we can target, but there are plenty of people probably waiting in the wings at some of these orgs that are a little more loaded up that would like a chance. So, up to Army to try and figure out who the most qualified person is. But ultimately, we are a pretty storied franchise as far as like being competitive, being successful outside of course, winning the Stanley Cup other than the once a few years back. But I mean, if a coach wants to have an org that's behind him, I mean, we are a good option, but just remains to be seen who we're able to get. Nothing against Bannister. He's been able to get some more out of our guys, but we did drop two of those games to San Jose under his watch. So it just hasn't been consistent enough, in my opinion, to give him that extension and really test out his worth at this level when we could be possibly getting somebody with more tenure. Now, the results of the offseason search remain to be seen. So we'll see what we have going on with there now. As far as looking forward with the games, we also have Thomas chasing these point totals. Now, big question is whether or not he's going to be able to get over 90 points. Now, he's already broken Vladdy's total here. And I mean, it's been a great year to watch. To say he's earning that contract that we gave him would be an understatement. Glad to have him on the team. He's going to be here for several more years. So, building around him with the youth that we have coming up, I'm actually Really excited about that. Dvorsky's coming up, Bolduc with another year, Neighbors with another year, Thomas continuing the season. I mean, he just seems to be getting better and better and better as he gets older, and finally understanding that that laser shot that he has and his precision with that sharp shooting that he can get, like as great of a passer as he needs to be doing both, and he has been, and it has been paying off splendidly. Now, looking at the remainder of our schedule here, Hurricanes game tomorrow is going to be a pretty tough one. We haven't done ourselves any favors finishing off too with the Kraken and the Stars. So, remains to be seen again where we're going to be at the end of the year. But to me, at least, it's disappointing. There are quite a few games this year that I felt that we should have easily handled the team where we just phoned in our effort, and yeah. But anyways, I'd love to hear your guys' thoughts on these topics. Thanks again for joining us for another episode, and we will see you this weekend for the Diamondback series. Take care and have a great night.